6H Curricula History Exercise 3 Page 119
Women at War From 1939 to 1945, 7 million women were employed in war services and factories, whereas before the war, the usual role of women was to care for the home and children. The jobs were hard, often physically demanding and sometimes dangerous, but they had to be done, and women were relied on to do them. In 1939, the Women's Land Army, for instance, called upon women to work on the land, just as they had in World War I. The government used glamorous adverts to promote jobs, but in fact, many of the land girls worked in isolated communities without electricity, gas, or running water. Women found themselves ploughing fields, harvesting crops, and looking after farm animals for very little money. However, this was a vital job that women took pride in doing. As the war progressed, Britain needed more supplies. Therefore, women also took jobs in factories making ammunition, uniforms for the armed forces, and even aeroplanes. Even though factory life meant more money, it wasn't any more glamorous than the farm work. Factories were usually found in large cities, which were often bombed. Imagine having to spend nights underground in bomb shelters, then to head straight to work in the morning. By 1943, 1 million women and girls as young as 14 had signed up to voluntary services. Even Britain's future queen, Elizabeth, gave a helping hand driving ambulances. A small number of women even took up roles in the Army, Navy, and Air Force, or worked as secret agents. The situation was similar in America. By 1944, over 19 million women were working in the United States, both in the armed services and at home. Women were the Allied forces' secret weapon. Although men may have won the war on the front line, it was women who triumphed at home. After the war ended, women went back to what they used to do before. But women had proven their capabilities. Things would never be the same again.